Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Dwayne, congratulations. Can you hear me?
Hey, yes, I can. Thank you so much.
Awesome. We're going to get started. Sal Capaccio will have our first question.
Hi, there we go. Oh, there we go. Hi, Dwayne. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we're all good. Am I good? I know my dad's kind of loud.
That's all right. You got it. Hey, man. First of all, welcome to Buffalo. Congratulations. I don't know if I said your name right, so let's start there. Could you say your first name for us correctly?
Yeah, Dwayne Carter. Yep.
Dwayne, okay. Just tell us about the process of meeting the Bills, when – you kind of did, your relationship with them going through this process until tonight.
Yeah, so it's funny, like probably everybody says this, but I did always have kind of a feeling, right, it was going to be Buffalo. I think from the jump, you know, the stuff they tell you not to read, the articles about projections and everything else, I read it all every single day. And it was consistently, it was Buffalo, right? So, I mean, just all my interviews, meetings with coaches, and actually Coach West, funny enough, I'll never forget this. We had a combine. I kind of like before big events, I dug off and did my own thing. And wait, hold on. I'm going to tell them to come. All right, I'm back. My fault. My dad's very animated. Y'all get to know.
It's all good. But, it's all good.
At the combine, I kind of always walk away and get into the moment for myself. So I was sitting in the bleachers before we did the combine. And Coach West kind of walked up behind me. We just had this small talk, but you know, kind of. I don't know. It was weird. It's like a weird interaction. It kind of meant something to me. And then now we're here, and I'd be lying if I said I wasn't sitting there like, all right, man, this day's almost kind of over. Like, maybe they don't like me like that. I thought they did. Who knows?
Hey, listen, I mean, the noise in the background is because your family's obviously proud of you, and you're enjoying the moment with them. I know your dad played at Ohio State. I think I watched him play. I was at Syracuse in the 90s when he played, and they came up there
really?
For a game. Yeah. So just tell us a little bit about your football family background with your dad especially and your family.
Yeah, so talk about generations. Starts with my dad's father, Raymond Carter Sr. He's actually in the Hall of Fame at Youngstown State, 8 letters in football and track. Then you go to Raymond Carter Jr., my oldest uncle. He's running back in Notre Dame. And then the middle brother, my Uncle John. Uncle Johnny played offensive line at West Kentucky. And then my dad, obviously, at Ohio State, man. So, I mean, just from the genes, like my pedigree, I kind of hit the lottery. I got lucky on that one.
You got it, man. Congratulations. Welcome to Buffalo.
Thank you so much.
Dwayne Carter, Mookie Hawkins, Buffalo Sports 1080. How you doing?
I'm ecstatic, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. But listen, you cannot call delay a game on the family on a big night like this. Okay? You just can't do that. All right? You got to let them rock out. All right, gotta let him rock out. All right,
you see, it didn't work.
No, it didn't work. But just talk about what does it mean for you to be playing close to home and being a Buffalo Bill?
Yeah, so I mean, honestly, like beggars can't be truthful right in this. So obviously, I want to be somewhere regionally with a reasonable flight, and you know, I couldn't ask for anything better, especially this great organization that I'm not a part of, this great team that I'm not a part of, this great coaching staff. And everybody I've met since we all started this program has been A1. I mean, it's just so cool to see how it works out. So, I mean, I don't know, man. I'm so excited.
Yes, man. And, you know, those leadership qualities, you know, they carry you, you know, they carry you quite well. And the Bills just lost six captains. So just care to talk about your leadership qualities and where do you attribute that from?
Yeah. So, I mean, it always started with me wanting to learn. I was an education minor and I actually want to teach and kind of step from my parents and their background a little bit as well. But I'm always about learning. And I feel like as learning, you got to be a really good listener, right? And that's something I learned at a young age. And so my leadership style always starts there. Like, I mean, day one, I'm going to come in there trying to listen and learn and talk to all the vets and know the guys really been through everything, right? And then I always describe my leadership styles and not a one-size-fits-all. Because at the end of the day, if you don't really know your teammates or the people you're working with, I mean, how can you possibly be a leader? If you don't know what one person requires, whether it's, you know, maybe any, you know, raise your voice, different conversations, obviously. College is a lot different than pros, and I'll be working with grown men now. So we'll see how it goes. But I'm going to take that same approach.
Absolutely, man. Congratulations, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you so much. See you then.
Hey, Dwayne, Catherine Fitzgerald from the Buffalo News. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Kind of following up on Mookie's question, but just being a three-time captain at Duke, what did you learn from that? What were some of your takeaways of, you know, that experience?
Yeah, I mean, so we went through a lot at Duke. It was a real roller coaster ride. And, you know, when I came in, NIL was basically hot off the press. And as a kid, we were having success, right? I have all these, you know, the temptations, the offer to leave for money, quote unquote, bigger opportunities, everything else. And you're on the side to stay. And I think it's just a tribute to our locker room and how close we all are and what loyalty and everything really means to us in that program. So we talk about life lessons and perseverance and loyalty and working hard and hard work and really building something from the ground up is what we did these last 2 years. And, you know, I can't be more proud to tell that story every time I get a chance to.
That's awesome. And can you tell us a little bit just about your style of play too? Like, what do you think of your skill set stood out to the Bills?
Yeah, I think if I describe myself, high effort, high motor, high IQ, heavy hands, and I'm physical. And, you know, some people call me nasty, violent, stuff like that. I just love the game of football. And I think it just means a lot to me. And I think it really shows when you turn on my tape. So I just can't wait to get to work because I know the Bills get off the ball and I can't wait.
Awesome. Thanks and congrats again.
Thank you.
Hey, Dwayne, Alex Brasky with TV Daily News. I was going to ask you about your style, so I'll just ask you, what do you know about the Bills, their fan base, the city, so on and so forth?
Yeah, you talk about Bills Mafia, right? I mean, there's really nobody better. Every year on the Bills being contenders. And then that's obviously when you see the fan base really shows out the most, but it's consistent, especially when you have a great team, great organization. So, I mean, I can't wait to play in that stadium. I love hometown crowds that really take pride in their fan base. And, you know, and that's with the good and the bad. That's all what comes with it. So that means you have a passionate fan base who cares. So, man, I just can't wait.
Thanks. Good luck.
Thank you.
Hey, Dwayne. John Warrell with the Associated Press.
How you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I wasn't going to ask a question, but then when you actually popped out, left the room to tell everybody to kind of quiet down, kind of shows a bit of your leadership ability, shows you're not afraid of things. And at 23, the maturity that you have, how much do you think you're more prepared going into the NFL as a 23-year-old than you would be maybe a year ago or 2 years ago?
Yeah, 100%. So that's a great question. I kind of touched on it a little bit earlier. At Duke, we went through a lot, and I had to grow up as a leader, especially on a team that was really young at the time when I first became captain, and we didn't really have any leadership in any direction. So it was kind of on me. At least I took it upon myself to really, you know, step up and be in that role, as well as my teammates looked to me that way as well. But I'd be remiss if I didn't mention my parents and my upbringing. You talk about, like, me being able to step away and, you know, say something to my people out there, but at the end of the day, my dad always told me, he said, a closed mouth doesn't get fed. So you can't be afraid to open your mouth and say what you need and say what you need done. So that's really where it comes from, is my upbringing, man.
Good for you. And congratulations. I'll let you get back to your family because this is a big night for you. Congrats.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Hi, Dwayne. Elena Getzenberg, ESPN. Just one last question for you, I think. I was just curious, your families there, you talked about how you knew the Bills were interested and hoping it would work out. what's this day kind of been like for you waiting and now to have this moment and know that you are going to be in Buffalo? Like, what are the feelings like? Like, how has today been?
Yeah, I mean, so I started off very high energy, right? And as the day went on, we got the 90s, I'm like, oh, man, I said, I'm going to have to wake up tomorrow and turn on the draft. I was, you know, you get a little bit down in the dumps, right? And I kept looking at Buffalo. I'm like, I said, they're going to come get me. And, you know, I kind of leaned back on the couch, and I just felt the couch vibrate. And I was like, I think my exact words were, oh, my God. Like, it's really happening. And, you know, it's, I have a great support system around me, my intermediate family, as well as my community. I think it's just the coolest thing. So everybody's been reaching out. I get messages, you know, keep your head up. Like, it's coming. I promise it's coming. And, you know, they don't know anything. But at the end of the day, it's just for, you know, me, my mental sanity and fortitude. So I stay strong, and, you know, I really appreciate everything.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, that's all the questions we have for today. Dwayne, thank you once again, and congratulations.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Sir.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.